Good morning. Sunday the 26th of April 2020. Still in lockdown, yet I'm able to come outside to record the sermon that I record Sunday by Sunday that I put out on WhatsApp and I put out on my website. And so hopefully you will get to hear this and to be encouraged. And hopefully too as well, you're being encouraged by the posts that I do, the devotionals, my story, and some Bible study. And these I add to the website, alancapper.com. And so I encourage you to go and to look at those and to read those, that hopefully that will help build you up in your faith. And I would encourage you to look at other people that I follow, other people that you can find out about, other Christian leaders and teachers, that you will do what you can to be able to connect with the body of Christ. We may not be able to meet in church, but we can still be encouraged in our faith. And as I've said to people as well, yes, we stand under Psalm 91, but not just Psalm 91 itself, but as a good medicine that we all can take is to read the Bible 3 times a day. And maybe it's just the one passage 3 times a day. But to read the Bible, because if you were taking medication, usually you're told to take it for 3 times a day until the course is finished. So I would just encourage you to use all the things at your disposal to be able to move forward and continue to remain in faith and be blessed. So this morning, the readings for this Sunday are the story of Jesus on the road to Emmaus, the two men, and that's in Luke. But there's also the other passage which I want to read, which is from 1 Peter. So Luke chapter 24, 13 to 35 is a story of Jesus meeting the two men on the road to Emmaus. And then there's this passage, which is 1 Peter 1, 17 to 23. And partly because it's the shorter, I'm going to read it. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And that's the end of the reading of 1 Peter chapter 1. But I paused there because I was tempted to read on because of what it goes on to say. So I'll go back and read from verse 23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. That's finishing at verse 25. I want to look at this passage, and not that I don't want to look at the Road to Emmaus traditional passage, but it's just that, again, as I was looking at it this morning, this passage more jumped out at me as being something that I feel that God wants to share with us. And obviously, yes, in verse 23 it says, haven't been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. You see, seed we are familiar with in the countryside in farming, because you plant seed in order to make things grow, whether it be potatoes or carrots or parsnips, all vegetables, you plant seed. Farmer I was talking to recently was talking about planting seed, AI, in a cow, because you want to get a bull that is of good repute, and you can't afford to buy all the bulls because you tend to only have the one, but you get the sperm from other bulls and you pay for it and you do the deed yourself, which I'm sure from a farming point of view is quite normal, but from a non-farming point of view, the mind boggles. But nevertheless, it's seed that is being sown. It is seed, I suppose, in a sense, it's just like IVF, like it would be in people. And so that's what the farming community does so often, to prepare and to raise better cattle, good cattle, perhaps because they're strong in a particular area, whether they're muscular or whatever, produces good beef, or they're good milking cattle. I don't know. But you know, there's seed that is sown, and we understand the concept of what a seed is and how it's sown and that it produces fruit. Well, the Bible says here in 1 Peter 1 that having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Whether we like it or not, that I've described in farming is, as far as the Bible is concerned, is corruptible, because it's man-made, it's man's ideas. It's not incorruptible seed, which I'll come on to talk about in a minute. And again, there's so many things that we do, and this is in the passage too, that is of ourselves, and that's not what God wants. So anyway, let's go back and look at the passage, starting from verse 17. And if you call on the Father, so there's a good start, if you call on the Father. The only people who can call God Father are believers. So this is talking to Christians. This is talking to believers. This is talking to those who are indeed born again. That is the presumption in this passage. And in fact, the whole of Peter is talking to Christians, talking to believers, those who are in Christ, those who are called by God and to God, and those who say, yes, Lord. So that's where the assumption, the starting point is. So, and if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. Now what that's talking about is your stay here on this earth, because we are not from here. We are from heaven, because that's the kingdom that we belong to. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 says, for we have been raised up with Christ and seated with him in the heavenlies. And so our home is not on this earth. But Peter is exhorting the people, the Christians, that you are to continue to work here, but we're to conduct ourselves throughout the time of our stay here in fear. And again, that term fear is not to be frightened, but fear in awe of God, in reverence to God, of keeping him as being Lord of all, and not being taken astray and starting looking at the world. But what he says there is that the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work. Now what's the work talking about? The work that it's talking about is things that we do in the name of the Lord. It's not just any work, because people work hard. Obviously that has been curtailed right now because we're in lockdown and people are having to do different kinds of work, unless their work is essential, in which case they continue on. But the work that we do is for God. That's the work that it's talking about. It's things that he leads us to do, things that he leads us to say, places where he leads us to go. Work totally for him, godly work, leading people to the Lord. Godly work, looking after those who are sick, looking after those who don't have food. Whenever you go and you take something to somebody because you've thought about them, more often than not, that's because God has put that thought in your heart. And you've taken food to help somebody who perhaps cannot get out because they're in isolation. They're not allowed to go out, and so they can't shop, and they're dependent on other people. Whenever you go to those people because you've been led to by God, that is a godly work. And that's the sort of work that it's talking about. And obviously that's not exclusive. There are other things. So verse 17 says, "And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work." So he's judging us according to the work that we do in relation to him. "Conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers." And again, what it's talking about is, you know, you've been saved, you've been born again, but you've been born again of the seed of the word of God. You haven't been born again because of silver and gold. No, there are many, many people going, "Hey, look at me, look what I've done, look what I've achieved, see how great I am." And it's all about them. That doesn't save you. And again, I've mentioned this before, where people say, "Yes, but I come to church and I read my Bible and I do this and that." And all the focus is on them. Look at what I've done. Because that's not what saves us. What saves us is Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Again, verse 18, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and spot. And again, focusing back on Easter, focusing back on the sacrifice. A lamb was taken to represent the sins of the people. And Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world. And so our acceptance before God is not through silver and gold, corruptible things. It's not through, "Look at what I've done." But rather our acceptance is through the blood of Jesus. And yes, we will do works, but the works that we will do is because of the blood of Jesus. It's because of our acceptance through him. Because when we come to him and we're touched by him and filled by him, he is love. And that love that he has for us, we have for him. And we start seeing other people. We start seeing things. And our heart is to help. And that is not our natural heart. Because the natural heart of man is for self. Look what I've done. And quite often, and unfortunately in so many cases in life, people have got to the high positions by cutting out other people. By pushing other people out of the way to get to the positions of authority in society that they long for. And that is not God's way. God's way is quite the opposite. God's way is serve. God's way is humble yourself, and he will raise you up. He will promote you. And that just defies all logic, because well, how on earth is he going to do it? But that's what trust has to do with. When you trust the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind and your strength, he will make the way for you. He will give you good success, because it's by the blood of Jesus, which is the incorruptible seed. And that incorruptible seed is Jesus. It is the word of God. And we'll come to look at that in a minute. But it's not our way, me, myself and I. That will never please or promote us in the sight of God. And we're deceiving ourselves if we think it does. And unfortunately, if we go that way, we may as well enjoy our life here, because we're not going to be with God in heaven. Because we're only going to be with God is through the incorruptible seed, through the blood of Jesus. because it's his sacrifice that is perfect, not ours. His sacrifice. So let me read again from verse 18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He, talking about Christ, indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. In other words, God the Father, with God the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, before anything started, decided then that he was going to come. And so he has come in these times, and obviously Peter's talking around the time of Christ, or shortly after his death and his resurrection and ascension into heaven, that Jesus came at that time. He was manifest. He became a man, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus the Anointed One. Jesus whose blood washes away all sin. Who through him believe in God. So again, verse 20. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God. And that's the point. We believe in God through Jesus. If you believe in God through any other way, you know, you don't know him. You don't know who he is. But you get to know who he is and truly believe in him through Jesus. Jesus who is. Jesus who is the incorruptible word. Jesus who is the incorruptible seed. Because I refer back to John chapter 1 that says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then verse 14 of John chapter 1 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so Jesus Christ is known as the Word, the incorruptible seed. All these terms are interchangeable, but they're talking about Jesus. Jesus Christ is the Word. Jesus Christ is the incorruptible seed. Jesus Christ and his blood is the only way of us getting to know God. So verse 20. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. That incorruptible seed, that truth of Jesus dying and God the Father raising him from the dead and raising him to his right hand in heaven in glory. That truth is what saves us. That truth is what gives us hope. That truth is what enables us to know God. Verse 22, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. And that I was talking about. I was talking about how with love we will love one another. But note that it says, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Don't be mistaken for thinking that that's an onerous thing, that that's something that you have to do. It's not. By virtue of the fact that you believe, by virtue of the fact that you have accepted the seed, the word of God, God by his Spirit sanctifies you. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, may God sanctify you completely, spirit, soul, and body. It's something that he does, but he does because you have believed. So we don't have to, because we can read into this and get the wrong thing. And since you have purified your souls, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to be better. I've got to be holy. I've got to. No. When you're in him, you are holy. When you believe and trust in him, you're already there. That is how you've purified yourself. It's because he's done it through you because you believe. So since you've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And there we go, it's all leading up to the same thing. It's all leading up, as it were, to the climax, which is that you are born again. But you're born again of incorruptible seed, the Word of God, which is Jesus. You're not born again because of your works and what you've done. You're not born again because of your goodness and your great acts that you have done for yourself. No, you're born again because of Jesus. You're born again because of the Word of God. You're born again because you believe what the Word says. And then everything flows from that. And it does flow from that. It's not what you have to do. It's what He does through you. Because it's His goodness and His good works that come through you. And we're judged according to the good works that we've done. But the good works that we've done are through Him, and Him through us and in us. And there's no pressure in that. No pressure in that. If anything, we're just to rest in Him and allow Him to flow through us. So having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away. That's what I was referring to. Because there are acts of goodness, me, myself and I, those just disappear and die. But verse 25 says this, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And yes, that's talking about the Bible. The word of the Lord endures forever. But as we know, Jesus is the word. Jesus endures forever. And because we're in Him, we will endure forever because we've believed forever with Him. But forever with Him because of Him, not because of ourselves. So we need to be people who are open to the Word of God. We need to come and to listen and to rely on Him and not to be tempted to step back and go into our own ways of doing things. But always in whatever we do, to do it as unto the Lord. Whatever we do it as unto the Lord. And yes, we'll do. And there's times we'll do things and we'll get it wrong. But let's be wise enough and humble enough that when we do recognise that we've done something and we've done it wrong, to step back and go, yeah, sorry, Lord, missed that. And just stop it. Keep going back to the Lord. Keep listening to Him. Keep asking Him and seeking Him. Lord, is this the way? This is the way, walk in it. You know, Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God, by His word, by Jesus, will show us where to go. He won't show us perhaps the end of the journey, or He may do, but you don't get the bit from where you are right now to the end of the journey. You've just got to walk in that. And step by step, you get to know. And each step, it'll show you the next bit. And next step, it'll show you the next bit. And sometimes when you know we walk along a road, we come to fork in the road. Which way do we go? And He'll tell you which way to go. And sometimes you might get it wrong, in which case you might have to go back and go the other way. But He'll always lead you. He'll always guide you if you're listening. And we are those who need to be listening. So I want to encourage you to listen to the Word of God. And just in conclusion, I'll go over to that other reading in Luke. On the road to Emmaus, Jesus met with two men. Two men who had known about Jesus. And they were talking with Jesus as if He was a stranger, because they didn't recognize Him at first. And Jesus tried to talk to them and to tell them how to go. And it was only at the end of it that they realized it was Him. But their hearts were warmed because they listened. And they listened, they followed. I pray today that you are those who listen and obey and follow the voice of him who is talking to you, Jesus, that you'll hear his voice, the incorruptible seed, that you'll not allow yourselves to be strayed away watching and looking after other things, but indeed in this lockdown that you will spend time, yeah, maybe three times a day, maybe more, maybe just the once, but at least try every day to spend some time either reading the Bible, listening to a sermon, watching godly teaching on television or the internet, to be encouraged in yourselves or through the like of Zoom or using WhatsApp video, is to meet with other people and to talk about the things of God, just to lift up your spirit, just to encourage yourself, to keep your eyes focused on him, because he's the answer in all things, not just this current problem that we're going through, but he's the answer for everything, because he is the incorruptible seed, the word of God. Amen.